brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Ladder Rank 333. I come to you today in the name of our Lord Jesus, and I want to share a prophetic message that I received while praying on June 20th, 2021. For all my new subscribers, please go check out my three forums that I started for you, and also my Patreon account, where I write different articles of what I am learning, what things that the Lord have shown me, different signs, apocalyptic signs. Matter of fact, one of the things I wrote just recently was, I think it was 8 different biblical apocalyptic signs. Another thing I wrote was about the hour of temptation equals the mark. Another one is persecution coming to the next level. And then there's one I wrote called There's Power in the Name of Jesus. I also have a few articles that you don't have to join that are free, just to go look at them. So please go check that out as well. All right, so I have this message. When I received this message on the 20th of June, of course, I did not know about the Surfside building collapse that happened in Miami, because that happened 4 days later. The reason I'm bringing that up to you is because in this message, the Lord actually talks about a building collapsing. And I did not even know that or pay attention to it until I was getting ready to bring this to you all, and I had to type up my notes. That's what I do. When I receive a message from the Lord, I'm usually laying prostrate before Him on the floor, and then I hear and I write with my arm out, actually, and then I have to decipher what I wrote, and then I put it on the computer, I type it up, and then I read it to you all. That's how the messages work. So with this message, when I was typing it up for you to just share today, I didn't realize about the building collapse, and I believe that the Lord, this was a prophetic message the Lord brought me about. This is a sign that what happened with the building collapse in Miami on the 24th of June, it is a sign of the shaking that is coming. And that's what I believe this message the Lord was telling me about. So I wanted to tell that to you first before I read it to you. So it was a sign of the shakings that are coming. All right, now let me go ahead and read the message. It is time, almost time. Time for the end. Time for my new kingdom to be set up. Time for the wicked to be no more. Time for peace, harmony, love, joy, and kindness. Time for all things to come to an end. Time for a new beginning to come and spring forth. For those who have faith, it will be glorious, wonderful, and beautiful. You will enter my kingdom with shouts of joy and singing. It will be a glorious day for those who are looking forward to it. For all others, their fate has come, because their hearts were far from me. So will their eternity be far from me. The door shall close, and it will be too late for them. They did not choose wisely or carefully, for they loved their lives more than me. Time wraps itself up, and soon will be no more. Only a few sense this is happening. Most are like in the days of Noah, where they just go on their daily lives and don't even know that the end is near. Though I have sent my prophets and servants, they have chosen to turn their backs on truth. Therefore, their days are numbered. As the building came crashing down, so will the things of earth be. It will all come crashing down. Prepare your hearts for this. Seek me so you will not be in harm's way. Get out of the cities now. Relocate as soon as possible, for the earth is shifting and it will collapse. Everything will come tumbling down into ruinous heaps. I will shake the whole world from its foundations. This is the purging and purifying effect that the earth needs to go through for a rebirth, which is painful. For those who have ears to hear, prepare for what is coming. The warnings have gone forth, but who has listened? Repent, fast, and pray to be counted worthy to escape what is coming. Your King of Kings, Jesus. And then I waited for a little bit, And the Lord gave me a personal message, and at the end of the message, I heard this. The water is coming, then fire will rain down from above as the final judgment. My people will not be on the earth during this time, but will be with me up in heaven. And that was the end of the message, brothers and sisters. So I want to read to you two verses, and I will end with these. The first verse I want to end is Isaiah 13:13, which I read this morning. Therefore, I will shake the heavens, and the earth will move out of her place, in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. And then the last one is Isaiah 43:1-3. And I love this verse. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior.